Right, so we're at the Poole Innovation Centre, and we've been hearing from all sorts of people about what they see as the future in the way of culture and the arts at the Heartlands when it opens, hopefully in November. That's where we're aiming for. So we've got Peter McGann here, one of the trustees. Tell me, what have you learned about Heartlands from today that you didn't really realise before?
Heartlands as a project has to be sustainable, but we had some fantastic discussions today, to be honest with you. We want this to be sustainable. We want Heartlands to be ever evolving, and we always wanted to have a future, and the future being something different year after year after year after year. What was great today is we could actually pull together the views of all the different parts of the community to see how they can actually pull Heartlands together and, let's say, just make it successful and sustainable. So, you know, we learned an awful lot about that today, and it was great to actually hear the views of, say, for instance, just the artists, and this is where they think they'll contribute, and this is how they think they'll bring value to it. Just, it was good to see the business side of it. It was just good to see, and actually how we could knit all these different things together. So pretty exciting stuff.
It sounds like the term social glue is coming out of that.
Social glue is exactly it. I have three young children, and if I want to get them into the Heartlands project and get them to stay there and stay there and stay there and stay there and stay there, if I can get them to do that, and if the design around it is such that it's successful at achieving that, then it'll be successful for tourists, it'll be successful for and it'll be successful for the wider community as a whole. Not just, of course, the local people in Camborne, Poole, Redruth, who would, you know, it's obviously a heartland for them.
Also here is an artist, Patrick Lowry. Patrick, you were telling me earlier that you make installation art that no one's interested in. I'm sure they must be.
I think they're interested in it, but it's unlike, I suppose when people think about art, they normally think about paintings and drawings and sculpture. The sort of work I make actually becomes part of the environment it exists in. So it's not a product that people would take away or buy to hang on their wall. It's a vehicle usually for making some sort of statement about some aspect of life and world that I think would be interesting to make a comment about.
Okay, so how would that work in, say, Heartlands in the future?
Well, I think what's great about Heartlands is, and very different, I suppose, from all the other venues that have an art connection in the county, is that it's very much about people getting directly involved and the opportunity for them not only to observe stuff but actually to make stuff as well. The idea that there'll be workshops, studios, there'll be an interaction with people coming into the space, both local communities and visitors to the county, can be involved and actually be creative themselves rather than just being observers. And I think that's the real feature about Heartlands. It's so different from everything else that's currently on offer in the county. And I also think it is going to change the kind of map a little bit of Cornwall as well, because it's becoming a very new focus within Cornwall. Very different from how Camborne and Redruth has been perceived in the past. All of a sudden, it will put this area on the map.
Sarah Trethowen is one of the trustees. She's from Track Services. Can you just tell me what you've learned about Heartlands that you didn't realise until you all got together today?
It's been a really exciting meeting for me. I obviously work in the pharmaceutical science sector, so the whole creative thing is a bit outside my comfort zone. So it's been really exciting to see that side of the project. I think the thing that's really encouraged me is the real sense of commitment and community wanting to happen. Some people are a little bit frightened by Heartlands and see it as a competitor to what their offer. And actually here today, there was no sense of that at all. It was very much, we're here and we want to help, and how do we make that happen? And that's the exciting thing about Heartlands. It can be something for everybody, and it's up to each individual to decide what Heartlands is for them. And that was really cemented for me today by all those thoughts and opinions that people had about what it could do. But it's not going to be an art gallery. Art is just going to be part of the experience. And for someone who isn't comfortable in that environment, that really appeals to me. And I think hopefully it will appeal to other people and allows us to achieve that aim of bringing art to people and that whole cultural experience without having it rammed down their throat or feel they're at a museum or that sort of thing. So it's really exciting, definitely.